This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Members of Congress are calling for an investigation into reports that a Russian military intelligence unit offered bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. President Donald Trump said on Sunday he was not briefed on those reports because U.S. intelligence officials did not deem them credible. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe to give the full 435-member House of Representatives a briefing on the issue, which was first reported in the New York Times and later in the Washington Post. Pelosi said Congress needs to know what the intelligence community knows about this significant threat to American troops and our allies, and what options are available to hold Russia accountable. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, an ally of the president, said he expects the Trump administration to take such allegations seriously. The New York Times was the first to report that the U.S. intelligence officials had concluded months ago that the Russian unit had carried out the mission in Afghanistan last year and that the president had been briefed about it in late March. The Russian unit has been linked to assassination attempts and covert operations in Europe aimed at destabilizing the West. The UN humanitarian chief appealed to the Security Council Monday to extend authorization for aid to continue entering Syria through Turkey, rather, and to reinstate a closed border crossing from Iraq, crucial to delivering medical supplies as the country faces COVID-19. Mark Lowcock told a virtual meeting of the council that the authorization provides a lifeline for millions of Syrians who can be reached by no other means. That authorization will expire on July 10th. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.